Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics. This issue featuring
Frequency, bringing the megahertz.
I'm Alina. The rest is need to know.
Windshear, full of hot air and out of time.
Now, with our heroes assembled, let's turn the page on this issue of Protean City Comics.
This is Volume 12, Missing Pieces, Issue 1, Jokes That Kill. On the cover, Alina, Frequency, and Windshear stand back to back in the center of a circus ring, illuminated by a single pillar of light. From the darkness around them, creepy eyes stare them down. Along the bottom, a spiky word bubble declares, "You'll never guess how this joke ends."
The first page of the comic is a full page panel of Frequency's face, and he is terrified. He is a little like worse for wear. He looks like he's been in combat a little bit. And so we flip the page, and the next page is a series of panels, and we see Frequency running, and he turns down an alley, and there's a dumpster on one side, there's like some graffiti and stuff on the walls. It's just like, it's a not like a nice part of town. Like, you're in a kind of a rougher part of town. There's probably by the entrance to the alleyway, there is like a homeless person sitting outside with some cardboard and blankets and stuff, and you're running down this alleyway. And you kind of get to the end of the alley, and it's a dead end. And around the corner of this alley, as you turn and look back and kind of like prepare yourself for combat, steps a clown. And,
oh, no.
And he is not a happy, fun time. Everyone's going to have a nice time with the circus clown. He is a terrifying clown. He has the like multicolored rainbow wig, but it's a little bit matted down. And he has kind of like they're bright red athletic shorts that like are connected to weird suspenders. And he has huge like clomping clown, bright yellow clown boots, and two huge bright red boxing gloves. He is dragging Alina, and he is like, you guys have had a rough time of this so far. And so he comes around the corner, and he's like, where are you going? Stop running. Looks like you found yourself at a dead end. And he hurls Alina at you. And so he's going to start walking down this dead end alley towards you.
I'm going to check to see if, like, is Alina conscious? Like,
yeah, yes.
Okay. Like,
and you'll be able to, like, brush this off. Like, you've been like, beaten up a little bit, but you're heroes. Mm-hmm. And so you'll be able to brush yourself off, and because if, like, Frequency will catch you, and that'll be, you can kind of prepare yourself.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm like, kind of not shaking you, but, mm-hmm. like, trying to make sure you're okay. Like, hey, we got to do this.
Yeah. I'm right there with you, pal.
Okay. And he's just walking down the alley towards us.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to get an advantage for this. I'm going to try and cut out all the lights in the alley.
Okay.
I'm sure there's like those little tiny lights over like a back door to somewhere with like little steps. I'm just going to try and cut all the lights.
Okay.
It's going to be dark for all of us, but hopefully, you know, Alina's pretty good at sneaking around. She's used to working.
Cool. Cool.
Well, yeah, and actually what I'm going to do is I notice the thought germinating in his head, so I immediately close one of my eyes.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. And so the lights kind of like, because it is, let's say it's a little bit dusky, and so this will actually like, this will like cast the alleyway into kind of a nice darkness and that you will be prepared for and he won't. And that sounds like a really great moment to spring the rest of your trap. Windshear, how do you enter and where do you enter this alleyway?
Oh, I definitely, like, because we set this up, we're ready for this. Mm-hmm. So I'm up on top of the building, just like looking down and waiting, and like I'm in the old costume. It's definitely like stitched up all over the place. No mask because everyone knows me here. And there's just like a moment where I'm counting and going 3, 2, 1.
And then you see the lights go out,
and I swan dive, and just like fly down. I'm coming right at the back of this clown.
Why don't you roll to engage a threat?
Yeah, sounds good. So that is a 12.
Oh, damn. Okay, so on a 10 plus, pick two of these things.
I'm going to create an opportunity for my allies and impress, surprise, or frighten the opposition.
Okay. And so... Okay, so you... Let's see. So you didn't resist.
You want me
blows.
To give a panel? Yeah. No, I don't resist. Blows.
So how? So give me a panel that is the moment where you hit.
Okay.
This guy.
So we get like the swan dive panel going out, and just like a moment where he's just like floating in air, and then just turning his body and bringing the feet down, so they just like he slams both of his boots into the shoulders of the clown, and just like. Rides him down onto the ground, and like hops off and is ready, and just like gets right into, because I'm presumably going to take some blows.
Yeah.
So like getting down and making sure that I'm the primary target.
Okay.
But we get the wind effect on my feet as they hit and everything like that.
Yep. And so he's gonna go down and he's gonna hit like you basically like you pummel him into the ground. And so that is going to hurt. That's not going to, it's yeah. rough. But, I mean, he's a circus performer.
Yeah.
So he's going to take that hit and kind of like do a somersaulty roll. And when he comes back up, he's going to grab you and, like he did Alina, throw you down the alley and slam you into the back of the bricks that are at the end of the dead end.
Yeah.
So go ahead and take a powerful blow.
You got it. Yeah. That is a 4.
Nice.
So we've got the panel that shows the clown just like hurling me down the alleyway, and the next one shows my face slamming against the brick, and there's like a little bit of like an outline, sort of like, you know, like shattered masonry look as I like stand back up and rub at my face. And like Windshear was a big comic in the 90s, and so artists got really used to drawing him all busted up and bloody and bruised, and that's continuing with this new incarnation. Okay. So like his lip is split. And like he's got like little bits of brick stuck on his face, and is sort of like turns around and goes, "Oh, that wasn't so bad." Round two.
As you both like sort of pick yourself up, this guy is gonna come. He's gonna stand up. He's gonna kind of like drag one of the boxing mitts across his face and like wipe some blood out of his mouth. And he's gonna just kind of like look at you as you're picking yourself back up, and he's just gonna say. A word of advice, kid. Don't show up to prom late. You'll get stuck at the back of the punchline. And we get a splash across the panel that identifies this character as Punchline. He is a boxing clown themed villain that I'm very proud of. And so at this point, we need to do our team move because you guys are now facing off against a villain.
Who's our leader?
Frequency was probably the one... spearheading the trap, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you are leading the team.
I have no problem leading logistics in a bit of a supervisory way. Like, we've got the plan, running logistics, calling out, like, you got this, you got this, you got this.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so we start with one, you add two to the pool. Does Frequency, do you have influence over the rest of these team members? Probably not, because you only met Windshear pretty recently.
Correct? Yeah.
Does everyone have the same purpose in this fight?
Yes.
What's your purpose in this fight? Take out this clown?
Take out this... No. Take the clown down.
Does anyone mistrust the team leader?
No.
You don't really know him that well, but you probably
don't
have...
I don't mistrust him. No, he's... Mm-hmm. We're here to do some good.
And you guys, as much as the first panel sort of implied that you weren't ill-prepared, this was your plan the whole time. So you guys, you've taken a beating because he's a difficult bad guy, but you're not ill-prepared. So so that is 4 team. Describe me the panel of the three of you together at the end of this alleyway, ready to face off against Punchline.
I think the shot is definitely like a god shot, looking down at the alley, looking down into it. and Punchline's standing in the middle, facing off with Windshear. They're facing each other. Frequency is still in the corner, up against the back wall, like hasn't really moved anywhere. But Lena has snuck around that backside, mm-hmm. so we now have this like offensive triangle mm-hmm. around him.
Because that could be that opportunity.
Yeah, I was going to mm-hmm. say, what was the opportunity? And so Lena has snuck around to the back.
Yep.
So what then are you doing, Lena, behind this clown?
So at my own peril, I'm going to telekinetically reach into his pocket.
Nice.
And pull out the line of handkerchiefs and just start trying to tie him up with it.
So why don't you roll to unleash your powers?
Yes, sir. A 13.
So yeah, so you're able to, like, we get a couple of shots of Alina behind him, kind of like a, what does it look like? Do you do like a Professor X style, like two fingers on your forehead thing when you're doing your psychic stuff? Or?
It's an outstretched okay. hand and a look of a furrowed brow.
Okay.
Nice.
So we get a couple, like we get a close-up panel of you doing that, and we see the first handkerchief. It looks more like a towel he would use to like wipe off his brow in a boxing ring. But then after that, it's just colored handkerchiefs, and it spins out and around. And he's making eye contact with Windshear and Frequency and watching them. And he's got his hands up, and he doesn't notice. And so he is going to go to take a step forward and yes. and fall yes. onto the ground.
Perfect.
Which is going to give you guys another opportunity. So how do the two of you, probably, Frequency and Windshear, keep going with your attack?
Yeah, so I think Frequency just yells out, like, Ramon, go!
And Windshear just, like, charges forward and grabs onto the clown by his suspenders and just, like, lifts him fully up off the ground. And we get a panel that shows the probably much smaller Windshear.
Yeah.
Just taking him and like slamming him against the wall of the alley with like most of his attention kind of turned towards Alina and Frequency and going, your villains are just so weird. We get like guys with guns, wham, and like an occasional guy with a bat or a knife, wham. Like what even is this Joker? Wham.
And he's going to cough and kind of like sputter as you're like hitting him against the wall.
Yeah,
wall.
Yeah.
And he is going to kind of like grab you and wrestle away from you. Because when he's thinking about it, he's probably a little bit stronger than you.
Oh, he probably is.
And so he's able to push you off and stand back up, and he kind of looks at you and he gets his hands up in front of his head and he says, you see, the problem is once you start making puns, you get hooked. And he's going to just like hit you with a terrible right hook. So roll to take a powerful blow.
Fantastic. Ooh, 7 to 8.
All right. So on a 7 to 8, choose one of the below.
We get the panel that shows Windshear just getting like slammed aside and his head just clicks to the side and stumbles back, falls down, smashes into a trash can that gets dented halfway through. And he turns to Frequency and just shouts out, Frequency, get him. And I'm going to provoke you to just like go head to head with this clown.
Okay.
8.
7, 8.
Sorry, 8 on the dice.
Uh-oh. So it's 8 plus 0 minus 2, a 6.
Okay. You turn to Frequency to yell at him, like, come on, like, I'm facing off against this guy by myself. What's going on?
Yeah.
And you make the fatal error of taking your eye off of the enemy boxer.
Yeah.
And he is going to hit you with, like, he had hit you with a left hook or a right hook, and now he's going to hit you with his left hand. And this one is different. This okay. punch feels different. Because the first thing that you all notice is when Punchline punches Windshear this time, his left glove pops and dozens of balloons come out of his fist and start floating up to the sky. What Windshear notices is...
Fist in his mouth?
No. What Windshear notices is that this doesn't feel like a punch because he has pulled his punch a little bit.
Okay.
What you feel is the feeling of a needle pricking you.
Oh, no.
And then it's just for a moment. And there is... And so I think that for a moment, if you like look down, you might get a glimpse of an actual needle that he's kind of got in his hand.
Yeah.
And then it's just like a flash. Like we get one small panel of it. And then it is attached to one of the balloons. And all of the balloons go up into the air.
Oh, am I getting dragged into the sky?
No. Oh, okay. No, the needle just punctured you.
Just punctured me.
It took a little bit of your blood or something. And then is going up into the sky with the rest of these balloons.
So we get a panel that shows Windshear like pulling back with a surprised and kind of like just confused look on his face. Because again, this is way different from anything that happens in his day-to-day life. And he goes, ah, pendejo, what was that? Ah. And then I think he's going to look up and see the needle and look to the two of you and say, should we be getting that?
And you start to hear the very distinctive whine of some drones flying over the buildings towards you.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
And he is going to slowly start to back away from you towards the mouth of the alleyway. And like he's going to have to turn around at some point and face Alina, who's still behind him somewhere.
So I just do like this crazy flying monkey leap onto his back, like, ah! Okay.
Yeah.
And as I'm jumping up, I probably like catch a couple of those balloons. Mm-hmm. And I just start, I'm like on his back, hitting him in the head with these balloons. They're just balloons.
Yeah.
And I'm just hitting
him. Probably annoying.
Hitting him.
His hair's getting a little bit staticky.
That's exactly what's happening.
Oh.
And so after I've done that a while, his matted hair is now pretty staticky. Standing up,
mm-hmm.
And I just leap off.
He's gonna kind of like look up, kind of trying to look up at his own hair and kind of like muss around with it because it's kind of staticky. And he's gonna look back at you and he's laughing still. And he's like, "What is this? Some kind of joke?"
And all that frequency does, I just snap my fingers, and then just this all the static discharges in one giant shock.
Okay,
and just and like comes from all the bulbs and everything that are on the walls and everything. Just hits him.
So why don't you roll to directly engage the throw?
Okay. So just a zero. So it's a seven.
Okay. So on a seven, pick one. Avoid their blows. Take something from them. Create an opportunity or impress, surprise, and frighten.
I think I'll resist or avoid their blows.
Okay.
You have something more to focus on, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're able to step back. As he gets shocked by all this electricity that's at his head, he probably reflexively just like throws out a punch. But he's being shocked with a little bit of electricity. So it misses you and you're able to like stumble backwards enough.
And while he's being shocked, it's a little too cartoony for this, but it's definitely the outline of a skeleton.
Yeah. Oh, there's, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not that all the characters in the comics do this, no, but just when he does, it's just
clearly
just cartoon tropes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does he have a cartoon clown nose? The skeleton clown nose?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Cool. I think he doesn't have a clown nose.
Oh, okay. But when he's shocked.
But when he's shocked, he has like the skeleton of one.
Love it.
Okay.
And he is going to just like punch the wall instead of hitting you, and the bricks kind of like ripple and break. Because he has a mad strong punch behind him, and he is angry, and he is like he just punched something. He got shocked in the head, and he's just going to spin around and look towards the head of the entrance to the alleyway. And unfortunately, between him and the entrance to the alleyway is Alina, and he is going to just come stalking towards you.
I am going to basically try to put my shoulder underneath and knock him off balance and then kick him in the gonads.
Okay. So you're going to face off against him. And then instead of like going in for a punch, you're going to go in and get your shoulder like low under his.
All right. So that is a seven. I think I'm going to impress, surprise, or frighten.
Okay. I think you definitely... surprise him. I think that he is very surprised. So he does not look like he definitely makes the like cartoon horn.
Yes, they definitely make a honka honka noise.
And then we just get the close-up of his face, and it's just, like, these huge eyes, and they're a little, like, red bloodshot, and he looks really uncomfortable. And he is going, so he is also going to, you didn't resist his blows. You're very close to him, and he, after he recovers, is going to just grab you and, again, throw you down the alleyway.
So I think, because at that point, like, I've kind of had a second to just be back, and so... Can we get a panel that shows Windshear that, like, he runs and, like, jumps and kicks off the wall? I don't want my friend Alina getting hurt.
So, yeah, why don't you roll to defend her, then?
All right, that is a 6 plus 2 brings me to an 8.
So, for NPC threats, on a hit, you keep them safe and choose 1. Add a team to the pool, take influence over someone you protect, or clear a condition.
I'm going to go ahead and clear guilty. I, like, kind of pinball off the wall and get behind Alina and just, like, catch her in a way that pulls her back up onto her feet and, like, gives her, like gets her back in the fight. Not like a,
yeah,
like, catch, you're saved, but like a, hey, we're both standing here now, ready to fight.
I imagine
you're okay.
It's probably like a cool, like if she is flying, like, horizontally, like, you grab her and you kind of, like, spin a little bit and both land on your feet, facing him. And so
it's real important to me that Alina be, like, standing on her feet facing him.
Yeah. And so we get another cool moment where, like, the three of you now are together, like, in poses, still facing off. Like, we keep coming back to that. Because, again, like, you guys are a team and you are doing stuff. And we get one more. And so, like, that panel, I think, is subtitled with the sound effect bubble of bzzz as the drones come whizzing over the top
alleyway.
Of the building, the alleyway. And so we get a panel that looks up and we see like the clouds, the dark clouds above you guys, and a couple of the drones swoop past and grab different balloons. The balloon that is holding a syringe gets grabbed by one of the drones and they go flying off past the top of the alleyway.
Robot birds.
I'm assuming that's not a fleet of hobbyists frequency.
That's definitely not. No.
What do you recommend?
Can we see which one grabs it? Like,
I think that's what I'm there. They're probably close enough that you can still hear them, but you guys are down in an alleyway, so you had a kind of a narrow area where you could see. So you probably can't see them, though, but you can still hear them.
Okay.
You could probably narrow it down to like 3.
Okay.
But they are kind of like weaving around each other and a couple of, a bunch of drones, but only like 3 of them actually grabbed balloons and are dragging the balloons with them. So there's 3 of them that are holding balloons. So one of those 3 must have been the one that grabbed the syringe.
Gotcha. I might be able to grab control of those, but I'm going to need line of sight. I can't see anything from down here. Yeah.
And so is punchline between me and Frequency?
No, you guys are all right next to each other. So
okay,
you can
cool.
grab him and jump.
So I'm just going to put my hand down on the ground for you to like step onto.
Okay.
And just like hurl you upward with like a big burst of air beneath you.
Like as it with like an arc to land
yeah,
him
like,
up on top
like
of the building?
Yeah, like to land him on top of the building.
Okay.
Yeah, no, not straight up.
Down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Catch it and then catch him.
Okay.
No, like hurling him up to try to land onto the building.
So tell me how you land up on this building. Like how athletic and able to do this is Frequency.
Frequency is not very athletic. It's probably not a complete, you know, disaster in landing, but it's not a nice just like 3-point superhero pose landing. It's probably a controlled roll. I may just end up on my butt.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm still conscious.
And you can still superpower, like, control, like, try to get into these drones from your butt. Like, that's still a valid superheroing position for you.
Exactly.
It probably also helps that I didn't, like, grab you by the back of the shirt and hurl you. Like, it was clear what we were doing.
Yeah.
Relatively.
Yeah. I still probably couldn't stick the landing, but I at least got where I wanted to go. Yeah.
So then why don't you tell me, what does it look like when you sort of start to engage with frequencying these drones?
So again, whenever you have some big distance across the city, the comic always shows more of that, I like to say, Tron art style, where everything is just these like grid lines. Think back to like old... like 80s Atari games where everything was just like vector line drawn.
Yeah,
so it's just sort of vector line drawings of all the buildings.
We see the streaks of like cars and then like larger streaks of the trains moving around and stuff.
Yeah. And everything's a very like black and white with like blue shades in it, but almost a low quality digital representation of the city.
Yep. And we get in the corner of that kind of probably a full page panel, the punch in of frequency kind of like sitting on the ground, like maybe a handout or something. And then another punch in of the three drones dragging balloons behind them. Mm-hmm. And we can see where they are on the map.
Mm-hmm.
So when you engage with trying to like interact with technology like this, what, like we've talked a little bit in the past about how like sort of the psychic people deal with like being inside of somebody else's memories or brains or something like that. What does that look like for you? Cause you like, how do you interact with this?
What frequency would see is almost like navigating sort of the file system itself. Mm-hmm, it's like he's just plugged into it and interacting with it. Visually on the screen or on the page, you're not going to see file systems and directories and things like that. But you know, his eyes are definitely shut as he's doing it because he needs to block everything else out to see it.
Yeah.
And you've probably got those, you know, sort of wavy radio wave lines emanating out.
Okay. And so as you interact with these drones, because you can probably kind of like vaguely connect to a bunch of them, or at least now that it's down to three, you'll have to sort of be more specific as you if you want to try to target one. But when you're going to quickly come up against a like a firewall of security systems, and you're going to hear a voice in your head from that security system that is going to say, "The Callaway Corporation please requests that you do not tamper with the weather drones."
Okay.
And so then you kind of get like a big lock with a computer chip kind of like visual of like some kind of a system coming into place to protect you from tampering. And like you can continue, but you're going to have to like push a little harder.
To protect you from tampering so that you don't do it by accident.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to do any damage to these weather drones.
Yeah. That's some cute security features, but so I'm gonna try bypassing those and hacking into those.
Okay, so unleash your powers.
Four plus.
Oh, plus one, only a five.
Okay. And so what does that mean? So
that means that I get to mark potential.
And then Windshear hurls Alina to use a team. Here!
Okay, so... So I guess so that you're gonna like push harder against this and try to find like a backdoor into the system, and the voice is going to continue. Callaway Corporation's weather and traffic drones are here for your safety. They help provide the community with information about weather and traffic. Please do not damage or affect the drones further. Police have been dispatched to your location, and they are gonna. And then as that voice, like that sentence ends, they are going to get outside of the reach of your ability to communicate with them.
That's what I figured.
Because they're moving pretty fast.
Yeah.
And so the bzzing that's kind of been underneath all of these panels of the drones whirring kind of dies away.
Okay.
And we're going to go back to the alleyway where Punchline is probably about to punch one or both of you.
Oh, great.
And I think that if you... I think Windshear, I think he's probably going to try to hit you.
Okay.
Because you've hit him more in the past.
Yeah.
And you also, again, took your eyes off of him for a second. And so he is going to, like, kind of, like, lunge in and kind of, like, bent kind of a little bit. Like, because he's doing a full lunge and leading with his fist and just going to try to punch you in the gut.
Okay. And I think Windshear is, like, his attention is a little split at the time. But so he just, like, pulls up an arm. And just, he kind of hunkers down below his elbow and just bursts air to just kind of, like, slow the attack for now.
Okay.
And just, like, kind of put him into a position, ideally, that Alina can get some punches in the face or something. But for now, he's just kind of, like, trying to slow things.
You're slowing down the force of the punch.
Yeah.
Okay. So what would you do, Alina, if you saw that happening? So this guy has gone in for a huge punch and... And so I want to just clarify for me.
Yeah.
When you shot frequency up into the air,
yeah.
Did you put your hand down on the ground and he stepped onto it to like hurl him up in the air? Did you have to lift your arm up to do that?
Yeah, I had to lift the arm up to do that.
So you lifted your arm up to hurl frequency up into the air, and then that was when he launched his punch, and you kind of were able to bring your arm down and then like blow some air at his fist, yeah, which slowed the punch down as he sort of punches against this like gale forced wind.
Yeah.
And so Alina, you're going to have a couple seconds to do something. What are you going to do to try to help your friend here?
I'll be able to really easily use team to boost this, yeah, whatever you do.
Okay. I am going to notice a box of matches underneath the dumpster in this alleyway.
Sure.
And so I psychically reach out, strike a match, and set his wig on fire.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay. I think what I want you to do is roll to unleash your powers.
Okay.
Because this is, like, just reaching out and grabbing a match is well within, like, the abilities of what you can have shown you're able to do. But in this case, because Windshear is sort of blasting a lot of wind at you, you also have to use your powers to shield the match from the wind to prevent it from being blown out.
Okay.
So that's going to be like you're kind of like splitting your psychic hand in two. So roll to unleash your powers to see if you can do that.
All right. Wait, hold on.
It's a four on the dice.
Oh, what's your freak? A six.
Okay. It's a six?
Well, it works.
Okay. So it's a six, and Windshear is... So he sees this starting to go down, and he just drops the wind. And tries to like grab on to Punchline's arm.
Okay. And so spending the team. So yeah. So in that way, in that case, you're only gonna have to try to block the air from hitting the match as you strike it. And as soon as you strike it, that's when you drop the wind. So you're not gonna have to like slowly carry this lit match through the air, protecting it from wind. And so you grab his arm and you are gonna successfully light his wig on fire.
And I think we've got a panel that shows Windshear like having wrapped Punchline's arm and like is practically face to face with him, and then like fire explodes behind Punchline's
head.
Has
the polyester wig.
Oh yeah, this is some sort of crazy fire susceptible. Yeah, fire hazardy synthetic material.
Oh shit, I'm a monster.
And he is going to kind of like panic for a second. And he is going to see that you've grabbed his hand, and he's going to pull you toward him and punch you with the other hand.
Okay.
And just like hit you really hard.
Okay.
And so I think that you should just mark a condition.
Okay. Would you like to choose it or should I choose it?
What do you have available?
Afraid, guilty, hopeless, and insecure.
I think insecure.
Cool.
Makes the most sense. Because like you said,
because it like blows the air out of me. Like this is not a time that I'm feeling super heroic.
Yeah, and also again, like as you brought up, like the villains that you were used to facing were kind of like guys with a knife.
Yeah,
and this is like a crazy clown knife who punches super hard.
Yeah,
And so he is able to like he just like bops you in the side of the head and is able to free his arm and he sort of like shifts his stance and he is going to spin and he is going to throw a punch at Alina. And so you should roll to take a powerful blow.
Can I defend her?
Sure.
I also just realized Insecure is the one that affects
go for it, defend then. Someone. Then you can definitely do that.
I can definitely do that. So I take the punch and look up to see the punch going towards Alina and just reach out and I'm going to try to just grab his arm. And try to just, like, ideally pin his arm against the wall.
Yeah.
That's, like, the motion that I'm going through.
Yeah, because he just hit you and then rotated to the right and punched at Alina.
Yeah.
So his arm is, like, his arm is between you and the wall. So you can push it out of the way and then slam him against the wall. Yeah. So go for that.
I think we get, like, big air hands around my hands that kind of, like, start, that are moving in. Well, then that is a six.
Okay.
Can I help you defend me?
You probably can.
If you see what he's trying to do to push this punch towards you, it gives you a second to like deal with it, and then you could use your psychic powers to like push his arm too, and throw in behind all of the like the wind punch and stuff.
Okay,
if you want.
All right.
That brings you up to a seven, so it's going to expose or escalate some of the situation, but you're going to add a team to the pool, take influence over someone you protect, in this case, Alina again, or clear condition.
Do I have influence over you, Alina?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to take influence over Alina.
Okay. he is going to... So, yeah, so he throws this huge punch at Alina, and you see the punch as it's happening. We have a couple, like, equivalent of slow motion comic panels of you seeing it, and you, sending two huge, like it's your fists, but also air fists at him, and it's turning his... We see probably, like, a couple panels from the point of view of his fist, and... Or, like, just behind his fist.
Yeah.
And it starts to turn away from Alina, and then Alina, we see a close-up of her, seeing what's happening here, and doing some quick math, and throwing some psychic force behind it, and so his hand spins, and he punches the... Instead of punching Alina, he hits this rock wall, or the brick wall, which is probably the building that Frequency is up on top of, and so you feel in the brick building, building is shaking. It's not probably going to come down, but enough of that, but you get this moment where you're like, am I safe? Like, this built, I thought this was a building, I wasn't really worried about being up here, but now maybe I'm a little concerned, and rubble, and before he had just sort of punched, and we saw a matrixy style broken bricks, but in this he actually sends a rift of break up the wall, and you start to see a whole bunch of bricks and stuff start to come down towards you. How would the two of you deal with that? How would you this avalanche of bricks is gonna hit you if you don't get out of the way in some way?
So I'm rolling to the side.
Okay. Are you going to try to, grab him, too, or Windshear, too, or?
Yes.
Okay.
Perfect.
Because you guys have been protecting each other.
Mm-hmm.
Heck yeah.
Okay, so you jump back, because you, again, were, he started this motion, so you've kind of gotten to see it all. And Alina's a pretty quick thinker about these kinds of things, and so you jump back from the avalanche of bricks, and you grab his hand. Are you tackling him? What's happening here?
I'm going to just sort of push him away and say, it's going down, man, let's go.
So you both go to grab each other at the same time. There's a moment where you're looking right at each other and you're falling back.
We have to.
Yeah, falling back away from the rubble. And then Windshear is thrown psychically back in one direction and Alina is thrown with force of wind back in the direction as you try to protect each other.
Yeah.
And so you're off on the farther side of the alleyway horizontally and thrown apart from each other, which is another great moment. And Punchline is going to have a moment where he gets to kind of step back, because he was in control of this punch.
Yeah.
Not the direction, but the force. And so once he knew he was going to hit the wall, he kind of knew where this was going. So he's going to kind of get back towards the mouth of the alleyway, and he does a little kind of a hop, he's just kind of doing high knees as like he's doing a boxer kind of a calisthenics warm-up thing, and he's you guys were a little bit more of a trouble than I expected, but nothing that Punchline couldn't handle. And we're gonna cut up to Frequency, and you, because you're up on the roof, so you have a little bit of a better vantage point, and I'm assuming now you've probably flipped around onto your belly and crawled back towards this carefully towards the mouth of this the side of this building,
kind of
peeking over the edge.
Yeah.
And you see out of the corner of your eye a speed blur of someone rushing past you and then down the fire escape. And they are going to speed down to the alleyway. It's just not like an electric-y blur, because this is not the Flash, but more a lot more like a there's
streaks of color,
not streaks of color, but even just like ghosted images of a person running very quickly. And they get down to the alleyway and they sprint past Punchline to be between the mouth of the alleyway and him to prevent him from leaving. And they stop and they kind of skid and turn, and they're facing off. And it is a kind of a tall, lanky woman in a dark hoodie with a hood pulled up over her face. But it's definitely feminine form. And they are going to strike a kind of not a full heroic pose, but wider stance and point at Punchline, and say, Punchline, you've got to really stop picking on kids. You deserve to be behind bars. And like, you guys can hear this because you're pretty close. And Punchline is going to say, oh, you'll never catch me again. And he's going to kneel down, and he's got like bubble inflaty things on his shoes, like the pump up shoes. And he's squeezing them to pump. And he slaps, or he pulls like two rip cords on the sides of his boots, and his boots like have springs that shoot out of the bottom. And so he's going to launch himself up into the air. And there's going to be a moment where this newcomer like speed tries to like grab him, but they're just a little bit too slow because they like were posing a little bit too far away. And he is going to probably discard his on fire wig first of all. So he'll land up on the, and so he's going to like jump. He's going to be like propelled up on springs and hit one landing on the roof next to Frequency, and probably like hand like drop off like a rose or some kind of a goofy flower. What he'll do is he'll lean over and he'll squeeze something and squirt some water on you from a flower he has on his suspenders, and wink. And then he's gonna launch up again. And then when he gets to the top of that arc, he is going to like from out of nowhere kind of get hang glider wings and just hang glide off into the distance.
I think there's a quick panel where Windshear is looking at Alina and going, follow?
Let's check on Ben first.
Good point. Yeah. Then he turns to the woman at the end of the alleyway and goes, hi, I'm Windshear. Thank you for the assist on that. It was really appreciated. That guy hits really hard.
And the person is going to take a step forward. Like, they're going to start walking towards you as you guys are talking about what to do next. And as soon as you turn and say, like, I'm Windshear, mm-hmm. they're going to freeze. And they're going to pull off their hood. And so you can see that this is a very pale blonde woman who has she's like very white hair that has like one sort of streak of dark purple on one side. And just very, like, very pale. And she just makes like eerie eye contact with you. And she has these very striking, like silver eyes. And she just is looking at you and is completely frozen. And from behind her, the homeless person who is sitting at the top, at the front of the alleyway, the entrance to the alleyway, has stood up and is walking towards this person. And they are rapidly like de-aging from like an elderly homeless person into the form of the sort of the adultish form of Timeline, who Frequency has met before, and brushing off some of the like extraneous disguise they had on. And they're going to walk up and put a hand on the lady's shoulder and turn her away from Windshear and say, calm down. It's okay. You're cool. It's not him. It's not him. It's not him.
And Windshear's just looking real awkward at that point. And like, he goes from very heroic stance to kind of slumping a bit, because first off, someone rapidly de-aging in front of his eyes is
kind of
a surprising thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he just looks to Alina and he says, I'm going to go get Ben. And just like jumps up to grab onto the fire escape and climb up to go find Frequency.
I think you should read the files, because this is a person that you might recognize, Alina. Like, obviously, you know Timeline, because
yes,
your team has had an interaction with Timeline, and Timeline is like a big hero. Timeline is part of the old guard, so everyone kind of like
not me.
You don't know who Timeline is, but the rest of them do. But this other person you might know. It's two.
Oh, no.
So what does that mean?
It's a four.
You do vaguely recognize this person,
mm-hmm.
From the history books that you've been studying, that the asset has kind of given you like files on all of the heroes who have participated in adventuring and stuff around the city. Mm-hmm. And but this isn't like, so you make the connection, but the last picture that you saw of this person was much, much younger than you are. because this is a person. So you don't know a name because the person's name was hidden. But during the late Silver Age, as the Dynamic Blitz was declining in doing her heroing, she decided to take on a kid sidekick. Because it was a thing that, like, the Silver Age, like, people were doing. And so, like, it was a thing that she was trying to do. And obviously, it was time for her to, like, stop going. She was getting a little bit on the older side. It was time for her to stop going out into the streets. And so she found, the Dynamic Blitz has kind of, like, moderate speed powers. But she is not, like, fast like this character or like Phyllis. It was just more of, like, highly agile. And so when she came across a kid with real, genuine speed powers, this was a perfect opportunity for her to take on an apprentice and to take on the Blitz name. And so there was a brief period of time where the Dynamic Blitz and Kid Blitz sort of fought crime together. And then very abruptly, Kid Blitz disappeared and stopped going out and heroing. And the Dynamic Blitz never really spoke about it. It was just kind of this, like, it didn't work out. Kind of a thing. And so you recognize this girl. Obviously, she's much older. Because of her albinism, she has a very distinctive appearance. And so, like, you would recognize her. Because, again, like, she was probably the Kid Blitz's face would have been all over, like, breakfast cereal and stuff. So, like, you've seen this character. And she had, like, a real, like, goofy, over-the-top Silver Era, like, mock-up of the like, more traditional Golden Age Dynamic Blitz costume. And so it was really weird. Like, we had never seen a hero who just, like, disappeared before. But so you recognize who this is. You don't really know anything about her because nobody really knows who she is. She just sort of disappeared from the heroing world. And because she had always kept a mask on, or she had always kept on some kind of she always wore glasses as a normal person. So no one knew who she was. And, like, you don't know who her name was. That was something that was secret between her and the Dynamic Blitz. But you're able to make that connection that this is obviously that person.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a step towards her. And maybe just try to explain what went on and what was happening. And then I'm going to decide that that's not the right thing to do. And just turn around and follow Ramon up the side of the building.
So we're going to get another panel of, as Alina's kind of, like, struggling with, like, how to, like, what exactly to explain, how to deal with these newcomers. We'll get a panel of Frequency and Windshear coming down the same fire escape.
Good fight all, but the cops are on their way here right now. They're, like, three blocks down.
So Timeline is going to perk up when she sees you because you guys have met and worked together, and she's just going to turn and as Blitz kind of, like, deals with, like, pulling herself together. She's going to walk over, Timeline is going to walk over to you and be like, "Hey, my man, like, good to see you again. Like, you guys, that was a great fight. Like, I caught the end of that. I watched, I was up by the mouth of the alley, watching, like, you guys are really, like, coming together as a team." And she's going to put out a fist to, like, fist bump you.
Frequency just stares at the fist and goes, "Oh, hey, Timeline, how nice of you to sit around during another fight. Listen, I don't really have time to talk right now."
And she is going to just come back from that and just kind of, like she's going to pull her fist back like she got burned by something and just be like, "Ooh, I guess that was kind of called for. But hey, you're right. We should get out of here. We got something to talk about. I might need your help for something."
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. This issue was emceed by James Malloy, who can be found on Twitter at @AndTheMeltdowns. Windshear is played by Brandon Leon Gambetta, who can be found on Twitter at @DrCaptainCobalt. Frequency is played by Rob Harvey, who can be found on Twitter at rharvey1211. Arcana is played by Jess Benini, who can be found on Twitter at HerlockHolmes1. The introduction is voiced by Peter DiGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation, is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us on our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com
Follow us on Twitter at Protean City and on Instagram at Protean City Comics. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.